I had someone at work tell me that that's what they thought. And
wait, they believe that they're actors?
Yes. And I turned around, like, kind of rolling my eyes. I said to the person next to me, like, I knew I shouldn't have, like, gone down that...
Yeah.
That conversation, like, where it started. And the guy goes, yeah, I know what you mean, but, like, I don't think 9/11 happened. Z with me, Rob Kosovich. This is a podcast about current events, pop culture, and basically two friends talking about whatever's on their mind this week. Joining me as always is my co-host, my friend, Christian Z.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
How's it going, Z?
This is a bad thing to ask. Is this our fourth episode?
Yes.
This is
theoretically, it's our fourth episode.
I'd like to apologize to all our dedicated listeners out there. I've been traveling the road doing scientific research for different organizations, and Rob has been doing the same just with different organizations, and we have not been able to
get
fuck
together.
Fuck it, we've been on several bed excursions, and we've messed up over the past 2 weeks.
I didn't leave my bed for about a week. You called me out, and you're like, oh, is this about Valentine's Day? I'm sorry. And then I felt worse, because I was just like not showering and laying in bed. And I didn't realize that it was Valentine's Day. And then you said that, and then I was like, oh no, everyone thinks that Rob's just fucking sad about Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rob.
It's like, oh, maybe it was about Valentine's Day, you know what I mean?
It definitely was. I had a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah, can you tell me about it?
I had sex on the floor.
Which floor?
Not mine, I'll give you that, that's all I can say.
That's not bad. Floor sex is pretty good sex, usually.
The worst thing about it was, my dad, the girl who I'm sleeping with got me a gift. So, I got chocolates, I got two cards, and I got all this nice stuff.
Two cards. Was it like a funny one and a romantic one?
Are you fucking her too? Is what oh, yeah, Mr. I'm sad inside there? Yeah, okay.
Because she didn't want to spend Valentine's Day with me.
Yeah.
She didn't go and
yeah.
Hang out with Z.
But my dad lives upstairs, because I'm growing up and I don't live with my parents, you know? We're roommates.
I like that he lives upstairs. It's not, I live in the basement. It's, he lives upstairs.
So, dick. And I have a basement establishment, and I had the she got me a bear too, and like all this stuff, and I put it in the middle of the table, and as I came home, I just threw it onto my kitchen table, and my dad comes down, he makes coffee every morning, and he comes downstairs, and then he goes, what kind of douchebag doesn't bring the girl the Valentine's Day gift?
Wow. He's calling you out for
yeah, he's like, oh, you, he goes, you haven't been out of the house. He goes, what the fuck is your problem? And I'm like, oh, no, dad, she got me that. He goes, attaboy, and walks out like fucking Clint Eastwood. Attaboy.
Attaboy. So you've been riding high on that parental praise for a week.
Yeah, and I beat him at bowling this week. That's a big deal.
Attaboy.
We went with, it was me, Skippy, Serrano, and Stevie Oswald, the weirdest group you can go with.
Yeah, that's a fucking crew. Right?
That's a crew, yeah. My wife, my kids, and my job. That's the three people you can talk about. But,
Is Stevie Ice Cream there your job?
Stevie's the job, because he's the cop, yeah. But...
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like you were taking care of him.
We went to... Skip is not my kid. We went to AMF Bowling, and there's a whole backstory that I'm not going to tell. Who gives a shit? But my dad came up to me. He's like, oh, you going bowling tonight? He goes, can I come? I'm like, yeah, dad, you can come bowling. You know, we're not going to a fucking strip club.
Fucking boys' night.
Yeah, boys' night. So,
but notice Rob didn't get a call because he was laying in bed.
Laying in bed. Yeah, and you don't come bowling. You offered once. You're like, I think bowling would be nice to get out of the house and bowl. And then I offered you a second time and you were like, oh, no.
I know. I was feeling real good that day. I don't know. I tried to extend myself a little bit. And then the next day I was like, what was that?
So, the first game I was fucking throwing bombs. Bombs.
All right.
I bowled like, I think it came out to a 157. It's my top one so far.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
I want to get to two.
Okay.
I want to get to two. I'm not looking at where I am. I'm looking at where I want to be. You don't trust in the job you have. You trust in the job you want to be.
Right. But, Rainbow Road, you're looking for the jump.
Yeah.
My fucking phone went off, and I am so sorry.
It's not on silent?
It's not on silent.
Can you give me mine, too? Then I'll put mine on silent, too.
Professional.
Mine's over there. Can you hear it to me?
Yeah, I'm good. It's probably fucking NBC Sports trying to tell me about the fucking Olympics again. Oh, God, it was.
And he bowled, his first game is always shit, and then he bowls 250, 230. My dad's an incredible bowler. But I don't know why I do the opposite. I bowl phenomenal the first game, and then it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, okay.
Serrano thinks it's because, oh, your arm gets tired.
I mean, that's a good reason.
Fuck him, my arm gets tired. I'm a fucking champion.
Yeah, how's your shoulder feeling?
Oh, I couldn't move my arm. He was 100% right, but it was bad. I don't want another man to say that to me on a bowling, you know, in the lanes. You don't...
Right, he's trying to give you a
You're out of your element, Donnie. You're out of your element. But, yeah, no, it was a good week. It was a good week. Other than the last two prior, it was fucking phenomenal. So,
but, excellent.
Yeah. Could we explain this first segment?
Well, no. I have something to talk about first.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I got into a fight at work. And
probably with a massive piece of shit who doesn't brush his teeth.
Yeah, DJ doesn't take care of himself. So, could you rank the Rocky movies for me, please? I mean, you could throw in Creed and Rocky Balboa, yes, but I'm really concerned about the original four.
Okay. Four?
The original five, I'm sorry.
I could probably do them in reverse order, actually.
Hit me with it.
Four? Oh, god damn. Mine's bad, though. Like, I know it's wrong. 4, 5, 3, 2, 1.
What's wrong with you? 5?
I love 5. I'm a big Tommy Morrison fan, that's why.
Okay, that's...
He was one of the best boxers of all time.
Yeah, but he's not a very good actor, though.
Oh, because Stallone is fucking... Oh, god.
So the guys at
4
work...
4 is the best one.
Yes.
Okay.
The guys at work were trying to tell me that 2 is the best one.
No, they're wrong. They should all die in a fire, and they get eaten by
What's wrong with you?
They're wrong.
2's the best one? Now, my ranking is 4, 1, 3, 5, 2.
I'm okay. Okay.
And like, I can see, I understand, 4 is so campy and so kind of over the top.
But it made 80s campy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the fucking...
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, you're also talking to a guy who my favorite Superman movie is Quest for Peace. Like, I'm coming from a bad... I appreciate bad movies. But... I wouldn't call 4 a bad movie. But it is campy. And I think there's very legitimate reasons to like 3 or 1 over 4.
Yes.
Like, 4 is kind of ridiculous. He ends the Cold War. Like, I get it. You're like.
If I could change, we could change. We all could change.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I
don't think people like me much either.
So, the thinking behind.
He ends the Cold War.
The thinking behind. I mean, he punches the wall and it explodes. Germany's reunified. Actually, interestingly. Heat ends the Cold War, and then Superman in Quest for Peace builds a wall with his heat vision.
Stop it.
So, the justification for putting 2 at the top of the list was that Rocky wins. That's why it's better than 1.
My favorite sports movie of all time is because they lose it. I love Friday, because I'm not an athlete. I just look like one. But... My favorite sports movie is Friday Night Lights, the football movie, and it's because they lose at the end. And when I was a kid, it was like the first one I saw. I'm like, shit, they lost, but fucking awesome. It was great. Great movie.
Rocky wins in the first one. He wins. Like,
he does what he's supposed to do. Yes.
He goes the distance, which is what the important thing is. The him actually winning the championship isn't...
He went the distance.
The fact that he went the distance with Apollo...
Yeah.
Is Rocky wins, yeah. Even though in losing he wins. That's why 1 is an amazing movie.
Can we talk about... I watched the movie Chuck on Showtime. Do you know the movie Chuck?
No.
It's with Liev Schreiber. It's about Chuck Webner. It's the guy they based Rocky off of. The movie came out this week. It's great you mentioned
I thought it was based on Cinderella Man.
No. No! No! Fuck you! Chuck Webner, okay? Chuck Webner went the distance with Muhammad Ali, okay?
Oh, okay.
In real life. He was called the Bayonne Bleeder, and if you said that to him, he'd punch in the face. He hated it. But he ended up...
He hated Rocky or the name?
The name Bayonne Bleeder.
Because he was always bleeding?
Always, but you touched him and he started running down his face.
The real Igor Volchenchin.
That is an amazing movie. You guys should watch it. I highly recommend it. 4 out of 5. It was great. It was a great Showtime movie, but...
Made by Showtime.
Liev Schreiber.
What's it called?
Chuck.
Chuck, okay.
Chuck Webner. It's about the...
Not to be confused with the TV show Chuck about spies or something?
That ripped off Dexter, yeah. It had the same thing.
Is that what that show was about?
You saw the same cover shot of Dex. Like, it's they got a guy who looks like Dexter. They made it a guy's name as the title, and, like, he's smiling in the picture. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
Is he killing people in that show?
I don't think so, but I don't think they cared. I just wanted you to watch one episode.
I thought that show was just, like, Alias, but with a guy.
No.
All right, so we're moving on to topic one. Yeah. So tell me about Waco.
Okay. The thing with Waco is I've had enough of Waco. I've actually stopped watching it.
This is a Waco TV show
on Paramount Network that no one knows what channel Paramount Network is. Waco was a standoff. After Ruby Ridge, the ATF was basically on the cusp of being shut down. So they needed a slam dunk case to drive them over the line and keep them as a functioning organization. The ATF should have been put under another branch of the government a long time ago. I'm not saying fire all these guys and put their families out on the street.
The ATF wasn't necessarily necessary anymore.
It's not.
You just have dedicated to alcohol and tobacco and firearms.
Yeah, no. Put it under.
Sounds like cops.
Yes.
Right. Can
we just put Why can't we just knock the badge to cop and then just have you police everything, you know? You know, I don't need, like, say I'm smoking pot on the side of the road then in this ATF. Like, I'm sure the ATF agent could arrest me anyway, but, like, put it as a branch of the FBI. But I just think it's funny that, it's not funny, a lot of people died, but the fact that the ATF decided we need a home run after Ruby Ridge, let's go to Waco. And what happens at Waco is the worst thing that ever happened to the ATF ever. The guy who was the cult leader's name was David Koresh. He believed the seven seals of the Bible, in which prophesized the end of the world. One of them was that the armies of Babylon would come to his door and try to eradicate them and blood will be shed. Well, guess what fucking happened? After the 51-day standoff, David Koresh and his followers were burned alive in this compound. But I just think it's hilarious that after the ATF fucked up Ruby Ridge so bad that they needed a slam dunk, so let's go to Waco, and then they end up burning a group of people alive. And then the FBI, who's never the good guys ever in any movie.
There's still a bad guys in both those stories. I'm pretty sure the FBI was involved in Ruby Ridge.
But it's like the older brother you call that has to kick the guy's ass that you bullied. You know? It's like the older bully and the younger bully. That's what it is. You know? It's like, you're fucking picking on my brother? No, it's my brother was picking on you and you fucking won. Yeah, like, ATF got fucked up twice, and then the FBI has to come in and swoop them in and look like the heroes, but they don't either. Now, back to the show here. I don't like the show Waco. Like, look, what the government did is 100% wrong, but David Koresh is not a nice man. It's like, you remember in A Bronx Tale where he looks at his dad and he goes, you did a good thing for a bad man. He goes, what does that mean? I did a good thing for a bad man. They did a bad thing to a bad man. You're not going to disagree with me. David Koresh was a bad person.
No, and I wouldn't even disagree with law enforcement needed to do something about the Branch Davidian. He was
selling guns, molesting children, and beating children.
Right.
And marrying his friend's wives, too, which I'm against. You don't mow another man's lawn. But I put my lawnmower away.
It went as badly as any law enforcement action could possibly have, I think.
Yes.
We've seen a lot of law enforcement actions go bad.
Recently.
And someone gets shot. Or one person dies.
Not 50. And burned alive. Now, on the show, we looked up his name. It's Taylor what?
Taylor Hicks.
Hicks.
Hitch.
I like him as an actor, and we talked about how everything...
God, I looked him up, and I can't even remember what he looks like now.
The thing is with him, everything he's in, it just tanks so hard, and I feel so bad for...
Oh, John Carter from Mars, that's it.
John Carter, yes. That's one. Battleship is another one.
Oh, God. It's a real fucking list.
He was on the weirdest... Like, it's bad to be on a weird season of True Detective where it doesn't even make any sense. Like, he's a good-looking guy, great actor, he just hasn't found his thing. He plays David Koresh, and the show, it's almost like the Branch Davidians made the show Waco, because they're this close, and this is where I'm turning it off, to making him really the son of God. Like, they don't show the abuse, they don't show him beating children, which is, I guess, there's child acting laws, you can't really hit kids, but you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I've seen kids get hit on TV shows.
You know what I mean? I was trying to make a joke, it didn't go the right way. So...
You remember when in the dinosaur sitcom, the guy threw his baby across the room?
I don't remember any dinosaur sitcom. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Flintstones? Flintstones?
Oh. Not the mama. I'm a baby. Gotta love me. You don't know?
Anyway, they're giving you a puff piece on the other end to make David Koresh. Like, you could do that story and still show both sides of it that there's wrong. You don't need to make one the good guy, one the bad guy, because neither one of them are.
This is something I wanted to ask you. Do you think that they're doing a thing where trying to show how David Koresh...
appeared to people?
Well, yeah, and how he drew them in, why people were living with him on this compound,
yes.
And that they'll show his dark side later on.
They have one episode left. What are they going to do? A wrap?
It's one episode left. In the show, how is it framed the ATF is doing there?
They have a report. They paper on their desk and they said they have reports of gun running and child abuse. And that's it. That's the last mention of it. That's the last mention of anything he's done. There's one scene where he grabs Thibodeau, which I love the name Thibodeau for some reason.
It's a good name.
It's Rory Culkin. He's not as good as Macaulay, but whatever. He's on the show. He married...
Is there three... That's not Kieran McCulkin.
There is eight McCulkins.
Are there?
Are
there really?
Macaulay Culkin was on Naren's podcast. Shout out to Macaulay Culkin, by the way.
Big fan.
The Mac, yeah. He is, apparently he's doing good, but he had a very good interview with Maron on WTF. I didn't know his whole back, I didn't know how severe his backstory was, but we could talk about Macaulay Culkin as another topic. Rory Culkin plays Thibodeau, and it's David Koresh's number two. Not really number two, but like he was like his follower. And he married the 14-year-old girl to keep David Koresh out of jail. That alone sounds bad, but they don't make it seem like that.
Does Thibodeau go to jail instead of Koresh?
No, Thibodeau's gonna burn alive.
How does that keep Koresh out of jail?
Because Thibodeau's 17. David Koresh is in his mid-30s.
Right.
So that would, their gap in marriage would have been fine. Koresh right. and her would not have been.
What is the situation where I can keep you out of jail by marrying a teenager?
Because if she's there, all the women who are there, it's like that, how do I say it? She's the only underage one. So if Thibodeau's married to her, they're not going to have a question. Like, he thought the cops weren't going to question her. If, like, oh, she's already married. You know,
she's just there with her husband.
Yeah, it's not instead like she, of Koresh holding his hand. So only thing you see that happens is after, like, you're still wondering, is Koresh a nice guy? There's the only scene where he shows how much of a piece of shit he is. After the wedding, he goes up to Thibodeau with his nice soft voice. He's like, okay, this is the ladies' quarters now. You got to go. By the way, the ladies' quarters on this compound was 13 women in a row. And then Koresh's room is at the end, conveniently. All the other men had to sleep on the other side of the compound.
Yeah, that's a common tactic with cult leaders.
It is 100%.
Start separating everybody.
He has a line, the first line I got so upset with, and then that Rory Culkin's character, Thibodeau, nods at. He goes, are you ready to join this family? And he's just like, yeah, I think I could. He goes, can you be celibate? He goes, celibate? He's like, you have kids. And he's like, sex is a burden that I take on for the group. Not for my own kicks. I would have hit him off. They're on a roof having this discussion. I would have kicked him right in the chest. Right off there. That would have been it.
I could have solved a lot of problems.
To be honest with you, I would have killed Koresh and I would have taken over the Branch Davidians at that point. You're on the roof. You just give him a kick.
Right. You would never even gotten in the door. You're too strong. You need followers, not Christian Z's.
I would have fucking demolished David Koresh. Forget it.
Have you ever considered starting your own cult?
What do you think this is? You're the first member.
I'm Thibodeau?
You are just Thibodeau! Long and short of it, the only scene is to their wedding after he has this nice wedding and like the whole episode you're wondering, oh, Thibodeau's gonna get to marry this girl that he genuinely likes, and they look at each other from across the compound all the time like in the wheat and then when they're scrubbing clothes on the grinder. And then Koresh just puts his hand out at the end of the episode like this. It unfolds so well. Taylor Hitch does it so well. He's like this. She puts her hand in his hand. She looks at him as she's walking down the hall like this. They go into a room and you know what's happening.
What's the thing from Game of Thrones? It was like the first night thing.
Yes.
Bolton.
Well, I was thinking of Braveheart where I have this woman on the night of her first. Yeah. But that's the only side. That's the worst they've ever shown him. And I was just like, you know what? If they're going to do. I have to watch the latest episode. As much as I say I'm not, like, who knows? Maybe. Because other people have asked what you've asked too. Are they going to show it maybe at the end, his bad side? If not, I'll write an email and then I'll read it on the air. How about that?
That sounds great.
Okay.
That's what I would want to see out of a Waco story. It's like, sure, give me a few episodes of how his followers would see him, how he came off. Because cults don't start at super weird crazy.
But
you build to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You slowly get people into it. So if they started out where he seems legit, like I could see you even making it look, if from their perspective, if they feel persecuted by the government. And then you, episode 7, you do the big thing of all the fucking evidence that the government has and be like, and completely change what's going on.
At best, what I think they'll do is after Koresh dies on this episode, which is, spoiler alert, David Koresh and the Branch Davidians get burned, maybe they do a scene where like they're sitting there in the ATF and the FBI, and maybe they're going through paperwork or testimony from people after, and then you realize that he was more of a monster than he was.
You were in this perspective of these people that were so close to it that they didn't really see it?
Yeah, maybe. Two out of five. Waco, the show. I thought it was going to be great, the way it was shot, the way, even the acting is great, but...
Right, the trailers looked really good. I was hoping to hear good things from it.
I just don't like the way the story turned out.
Topic number two is Netflix Altered Carbon. This is a show that just came out, I think it was February 2nd. It was one of the first times I've really gotten disconcerted about you know, modern technology and, like, being watched. Because I started watching videos on YouTube. And, you know, like, the 30-second commercials you get right before the video?
Yeah.
Like, they started showing this, like, a week before it came out. Mm-hmm. And it was seemed so hyper-focused at what I would want to watch. Mm-hmm. That, like, it weirded me out. It was like, wow, they got me to a fucking T.
Yeah.
You know, like, Google's gone through my search history, and they know what I want to see. So, it stars Joel Kinnaman. He's, he played RoboCop. He was in...
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, yeah.
The Killing.
Yes.
He's Rick Flagg in Suicide Squad.
That's RoboCop?
Yeah.
He dropped a lot of weight from Rick Flagg to RoboCop.
Well, RoboCop was first.
Yeah, wow.
Did you ever watch The Killing? He is strung out, like, skinny, sickly skinny in that.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that.
Now, in Altered Carbon, he's fucking massive. He's not quite Ben Affleck as Batman, but he's close.
Like, he juiced.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of ass in it, in the show.
Okay.
And, like, he doesn't have a waist. Like, he's just a big triangle of a man.
Oh, that's a big sign of juice, if you have a tiny waist and a huge body. Because your hips don't grow.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's no muscle there to work. He's fucking enormous. Beside the point, I'm a really big fan of Joel Kinnaman. From everything I've seen him in, I really like. I love him in The Killing.
He's Australian?
I believe he's Danish. The Killing was a remake of a Danish show.
Okay.
That he played the same part in their show, and then he came to America to do that.
Oh, cool.
The remake of RoboCop, I thought was really good. Uh-huh. It's got some shortcomings, but he's good in it.
Are they continuing it or no?
I don't think so. I believe it did really badly in the theaters.
Yeah, I think it did too.
Like, they lean into that whole, like, black stealth tactical RoboCop. I don't think anyone saw it.
We talked about this last week.
I don't even remember the villain in the latest RoboCop, so maybe it's not that good of a movie, as much as I think I liked it.
I think people just like... I think every RoboCop movie sucked, but we just like the idea of RoboCop.
Right, I think the first one was good. I think all the other ones sucked.
Yes.
And even the first one, I don't know if it's good. It's like... It's a decent sort of horror action.
I just like things in it that are pretty cool. That's it. But as a whole movie, no, I did not like it.
Right? Like, are you ever in the mood to watch RoboCop?
Oh,
no. That's the second one I am sometimes. Yes. So, Altered Carbon it's a cyberpunk future. It's a lot of neon, flying cars. And the basic premise is, so everyone has this, it's basically, you can download your memories, like, yourself,
yeah,
onto this little disc.
Okay.
And everyone has it lodged at the base of their neck, right, like right about here.
Okay.
And then, and the idea is, if you have enough money, you can buy like a new body and install yourself like in a different body.
Ooh.
And so
I'm gonna have to watch this when I get home tonight.
So the main character is Joel Kinnaman. He's playing Takeshi Kovacs.
Sick name.
And, like, race is a big part of it, because, like, every time he meets somebody, they're like, Takeshi Kovacs, what the fuck are you?
Yeah, what is that?
Because he's, like, half Japanese, half Polish. Well, because Joel Kinnaman is not his original body.
Oh!
He's been revived. It's like, how long have I been off? Or offline, or something like that. And they tell him he's 250 years.
Oh.
So he was part of this Special Forces rebellion group. They were trying to stop the progress and where their world was going.
Okay.
And everyone was killed. Because that's the other thing. They have this idea of they have death, and then you have real death. Because, like, if someone just shoots you in the head, they can plug you into another body and you can come back.
Okay.
But if you shoot somebody in that disc in their neck, no, you're done.
Okay.
Right? Everyone in his guerrilla special forces group was killed.
Except him.
And, yeah.
Was the body killed?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, they get wiped out. You find out what happens to them later on. But, like, early on, all you know is that he's back. It's been 250 years. This rich dude, he's played by, so poor man's Thomas Jane. James Purefoy. He was Mark Antony in Rome. He's in A Knight's Tale. He's the king.
Oh, okay, yeah. Poor man's Thomas Jane. I agree with you.
Right, exactly.
100%.
But he's actually very good. He brings him back because he was murdered. And now, obviously, the rich guy, for the poor people, if you die, it's very, very expensive to get a new body. Or they call it a sleeve.
Nice.
Like, it's like, oh, where'd you get this sleeve? They're talking about each other's bodies and stuff. When Takeshi is brought back, it's literally, this rich guy bought his, yeah, he bought him a sleeve that,
like, it's big.
Big with, like, that has, like, military training and all this stuff. Because, like, it's a weird thing about, like, Takeshi has special training, But if you put him in like an old lady body,
he can't do
he's going to be an old lady. But since he put him in like this military guy.
See, I would like it the other way around if they did the show where if even they put him in an old lady body.
Right, it's just your memories to bring it back.
Yeah, and you, oh god, that'd be pretty cool. They should have ran with that one instead.
But so someone shot this rich guy.
Okay.
And the rich guy, he's so rich, so fabulously wealthy. The one percenters, basically, are so rich that they're immortal. He's like 300 years old or something like that.
Okay.
Or maybe more.
Because you could just keep getting new bodies.
Exactly. And yeah. You just keep going and going and going. And then no one dies. And then mm-hmm. And you just keep having money. And like there's this really cool family dynamic of he has like 8 kids.
Okay.
But they're all over 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all still in 20-year-old sleeves.
That's pretty cool.
Because and like there's this whole weird power thing where he's keeping them at a certain age. Because if he dies, they don't get any money.
Okay.
So, like, it's like they've been stuck in that, like, rich kid on the Upper East Side never growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Except they've literally never grown up
yeah.
for, like, 100 years.
Okay.
Like, it's this really cool idea. But anyway, the rich guy was murdered. He has a thing. Every day, he's actually uploaded to a satellite every 24 hours.
This is insane.
So even if he was completely destroyed, they could put him in a new sleeve. And he has clones of himself, so he could just be put back in his own body.
It's the same body.
Right.
So how are you going to kill him, then? Shoot him in the desk?
Well, the idea is someone killed him 3 minutes before his upload. So he lost... I'm sorry, it's every 48 hours. So he lost the last 48 hours of his memories. He doesn't know what happened for the 2 days before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought Takeshi back to figure out... to solve his own murder. A lot of people are saying that he killed himself, and his reasoning is like, no, you see the kind of man I am. If I wanted to kill myself, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm here, I know that I didn't do it. And now Takeshi's job is, it's very much that cyberpunk noir detective story where he's kind of going across, I think it's LA, but I don't. Maybe they never actually say where it is.
Is it very Fifth Element, where it's like urban, like... urban city that's been built up over the past 500 years?
Yeah, like, they literally have... the rich guys live above the clouds.
Yes.
Like, the Jetsons.
Okay,
and, like,
yes.
The regular people live down on the ground.
Can I ask you, when do you think that's going to happen here? How close are we?
300 well, see, years? That came from a place where people were building a lot.
Yeah.
We haven't really built stuff in, like, 60 years.
Yeah, we stopped.
So, like...
We all did. For as a whole... are we trying to slow down?
Right. I mean, like, China still builds... There's places that are coming up that build...
but nothing still. Like we were... We from 1865, we'd say the end of the Civil War, to now, the
right.
Industrialization's been ridiculous.
In the 1940s and 50s, it was a very... like, the Jetsons was an idea. It was like, no, that's what's going to happen.
In 50 years.
Right.
Yes.
Especially when... like, they weren't really concerned about climate change, but they did know what smog was. You know? Like, they were like, no, we just build above
smog
it.
Isn't real, but keep going. I'm fucking with you, Robert. So your face.
Well, no, you could say you disagree with what causes smog, but you can't say smog isn't
I'm
real.
I'm fucking with you, Rob. Keep going. Without ruining anything else for this show, because I am going to go home and watch this now.
Right, most of that setup is from the first episode.
Okay. They did one season of it so far?
Yes, there's 10 episodes of it.
And did you look up if they're going to reboot for a second?
The last I saw about it is that it didn't do as well as they had hoped.
Mm.
I don't know if it was expensive or not. It looks good.
But is it ridiculous CGI?
A couple things look ridiculous. Like, every time they show, like, they do the oh, the thing I want to say before, it's much less Fifth Element and much more Blade Runner. It's very,
really?
Very Blade
oh,
Runner.
Okay.
It's very,
very
but
Blade
because
Runner.
They're telling a similar story.
They
it's
are.
The detective.
Replica.
What does it mean to be human? What makes you you? You know, stuff like that.
All right, I'm going to look that up. We'll bring that up next week then. Recommend brief. Oh, we do TV shows 4 out of 5.
Right. I don't think I could recommend this show.
Wow. But you thought to bring it up, though.
Well,
I should not watch this when I get home?
It's a waste of time? So, all right, so that's tough. I would love to talk to somebody about it. But it would be a lot of talking about what is wrong with it.
Really?
About...
this is big. This is a big... I was like, really going to put this on.
And this is really what I wanted to talk about. Like, it's got such a cool premise.
It does. I agree with you on that.
Right? And it's got very... I mean, it's a little... it seems a little cliche just in terms of, like, all right, we're literally doing like this neon streets with wet pavement.
That's been done before.
Detective story. Oh, but that's fine. But then we're also doing like, what does it mean to be human? What's a soul? You know, like, you know, are you your body or your memory? And like,
that was Blade Runner, though.
Right.
Like, a lot of that's Blade Runner.
Right. And like, it's exactly, even with like memories. Yeah. And like, this isn't really a big spoiler, but like, Takeshi meets somebody who knows
his story.
No, who knew his sleeve. They knew. Ooh. Right. So like, this person has all these emotions.
How does a sleeve work then? Is that a now I'm confused here. If a sleeve is a real person, what happened to the disc for that sleeve? The original disc.
So usually you see it as either, like, they're very expensive to get. So you could either get them, you could get yourself, you could get a clone. And, like, there, you do see, like, a market for bodies, mm-hmm. for sleeves, where it's, like, they walk in and it's one of the cooler characters is, like, showing them, like, oh, you like this one? Oh, you like this one? And, like, there's, like, a mutant, knows because they can do all this genetic shit.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And so you can go, like, sleeve shopping, or, like, they're genetically engineered. Like, at one point, they're in this big company, and they have, like, a hologram of this, like, perfect-looking chick, and she's like, why don't you treat yourself and upgrade your wife? You know, the idea being, like, instead
upgrade
of, like...
your wife.
Well, instead of, like, buying your wife breast implants, you could just buy her, like, a supermodel body. Yeah. You know what I mean? At one point, you see there was a little girl died, and, like, they had shitty health insurance, or death insurance, or whatever, so she got, like, a 60-year-old woman's body. And, like, wow. the parents are dealing with their 4-year-old kid in this old woman. And
that's pretty cool.
Right? And
wow,
and
this is cool.
And they're like, you know, she's a little girl. And the guy's just like, well, you know, you could pay for a new one. Like, I don't give a fuck. Right? And it's a lot about money. And if society is in a place where everyone could literally live forever, but we're still letting people die, why? Or why not? And there's a religious thing. No, I let myself die because, like, you're supposed to die. And if you re-sleeve, then you can't go to heaven. You know, like, there's so many cool ideas.
It sounds great. I really like this.
But, like, it's just, it drags in the middle the way a lot of Netflix shows do.
They do drag in the middle hard.
And, like, it's kind of like, all right, let's get to the point. And there's a lot of, it's very violent, and there's a lot of sex.
What's wrong with this show so far? Keep going.
But it kind of feels like the early seasons of Game of Thrones with the sex, where it's like...
Oh, like unnecessary?
If you're going to do sex scenes, give me... Instead of giving me tits in every other scene, give me 3 hot scenes. You know what I mean? Like, give me your 3 awesome scenes. Instead of having a fight scene in every episode, give me 3 sick action sequences. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so it kind of feels like they're just throwing it out there. Joel Kinnaman looks great, so I guess I understand why they have him with his shirt off like every 2 minutes. I'm not into it, I imagine someone's attracted to Joel Kinnaman. Someone's like enjoying it, I imagine. But I can't recommend it though, because it doesn't really get there.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Like, I talked to you about the first couple episodes, like, I really liked. I really like getting into the world. And that's about what I talked to you about, like, watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And, or about talking about it on the show. And then by episode 6 or 7, I was ready to stop watching it.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And that's liking the 3 lead actors. I really like one of the side characters. There's...
Will you start... If the second season comes out, will you give it a shot?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
If there's nothing on...
It wouldn't... Be, like, this show, I turned it on February 2nd to watch. Because the commercial got me so good, you know? And I won't do that right away for the next season.
Wow.
You know, I'd wait until...
Rob's first bad review.
It's not a... You know, I can't recommend it.
Yo, he looks different in every role he's in.
No, but he also looks very much the same.
The show's called Anti-Carbon?
Altered Carbon.
Altered.
Can I say one other thing about it?
Go ahead, yeah.
Is... Every character on it...
Dude, he looks ridiculous in this.
Has... They all feel like they have, like, their special abilities. Which I...
Holy shit, he got big.
He's fucking enormous.
Yo, his head doesn't look like it's on his body.
No, right, and he looks like when he has clothes on, he looks normal, except he a lot.
Yo, he's sauce big time.
A lot of the other characters are small people, and I don't know how big he is. Like,
no, he's a big fucker. If he's
like 6 something, but he never struck me as
huge
in every any other role.
Even
but
RoboCop.
Yeah, and now he's like when he stands next to people, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, he's beyond steroids.
So like every character feels like they have their moves, and maybe this is just like, I guess it's every like action kind of movie or show or whatever. I can't help but feel like this is written by someone who plays games or like loves like tabletop games or video games or something, because it feels like each character is like their own RPG character, where it's like,
okay,
Takeshi's good at combat and...
Or maybe it's a D&D.
And
thing.
This. Right.
Remember when we used to play D&D?
Remember that? How great was that?
Fucker.
So it's like, he's good at that. And then the other guy is like the hacking guy.
Yeah.
And the other one is the cop, and who has like very specific skills. You know, and everyone has like such specific skills.
Okay.
That, and then like when they need them, it's like... Oh, thank God we have so and so.
Cause he can do this, bam,
right.
Yep.
Right, and where like Takeshi already feels like Takeshi feels like that all the time, where it's just like, no, I'm the fucking best at everything, and.
But you got killed.
Yeah, you know, but like in a war, and like for a reason,
okay,
and stuff. But like, there's something comes up where he's being held captive, and like he has like everyone else would give up, but he has like just the right skills and training to escape this thing that's impossible to escape.
Gotcha.
You know, like, so they do a lot of setting up the world in a cool way,
yes,
and then immediately overcoming it.
Gotcha.
Because Takeshi's so great.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's just like,
because he's so great.
Right. And it,
you sound like you like it. I get what you're saying. You liked where they were going. You didn't like where they ended up.
I love the world. I think it's very interesting, and I love the way it looks,
and
like
then,
the way it's shot and the way. And I love the cast. I love so much about it.
And then they fucked up.
I don't... Like, it's not even... I wouldn't even... That's the other thing. If it was terrible...
You... Okay.
I would say, go watch it. Because then we could, like, really pick it apart. I think, but it's not even that bad to,
it's
like...
It's right there.
It's just competent enough to be a kind of boring.
Wow, that sucks.
You know what I mean? Like, if it got really crazy, or even... Like, a lot of people, I've read a lot about people talking about how gory it is, and I guess it's pretty gory, but it's, there's one thing that I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
But, like, a lot of it is, like, it seems like it's trying to get you to be like, oh, gross,
yeah.
You know? Like, my mom wouldn't watch it, but she wouldn't watch it anyway.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have watched all the things that it's obviously influenced by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
okay.
Maybe it's a boring idea to me because I'm already so deep into sci-fi.
Yeah.
And maybe it would be, like... I don't think of you as a particularly big sci-fi guy.
Yes, I am. Fuck you. I'm sorry, I don't wear the fuck... I fucking hate guys like you. I really fucking do. Keep going.
My ponytail just grew a little bit.
The fucking dick you are.
So, no, watch it and tell me what you think of it.
All right, I'm good. I'll watch it tonight, but fuck you for saying that.
I'd rather watch
it. I'm a big sci-fi guy. I'm a big comic guy. I'm a big superhero guy. Okay? There's comic book characters I know more than you about. And
absolutely. I wouldn't argue with that.
But you're looking at me and you're saying, oh, because you're just like the guys at the fucking comic book store do. Oh, he's really good looking, so he must not know about fucking Secret Wars 5 and this and that. Yes, I do. I own it. Fuck you. Topic 3.
What's your favorite sci-fi movie?
Are we counting Predator or sci-fi? Yeah, you have to.
It's a fucking alien, yeah.
Even though AIDS technically killed him.
Who, Predator?
Yeah, you didn't know that? The actor who played Predator, he died of AIDS. Right,
really?
After they made that movie, yeah. AIDS is the way you beat the Predator.
Oh, that's why his blood glows.
Yep.
Fuck, that's fucked up.
It's tiger blood.
Topic number 3 is going to be Manhunt. We actually brought it up because you told me how in Waco, David Koresh is portrayed as this very in this very positive light.
Yeah.
And I told you, it actually reminded me of something I had been watching,
mm-hmm.
which was Manhunt. There's a...
Manhunt, the Unabomber.
The
it is
Unabomber.
A semicolon.
Yeah.
Semicolon. No, full colon.
Full colon, which makes me think that they think that Manhunt might be a series, and like maybe they'll pick different giant Manhunts throughout the years to do.
You think there's been enough Manhunts to pull that off?
I mean, so you could do...
They already did Versace. They're doing the guy for Versace on 40 on channel on Spike on that Spike. It, Spike is Paramount Network now. FX.
Right. You could do the Boston Bombers. You could do McVay. You could do.
Ooh, McVay would be a good one.
Right.
McVay'd be a really good one. They had no clue who he was until he wrote down his name at a motel. He knew what the fuck he was doing.
Except he didn't do it. I heard Oklahoma doesn't exist.
That's a hologram? Just was a hologram for
the
years.
The whole state
is a hologram.
Texas and Nebraska just come together and...
Yes. There's actually an ocean there. That's actually a bay. A big bay.
The biggest one on Earth, but they...
We can't even talk about it.
NASA won't let you.
And if you swim to the bottom of it, it gets to the Hollow Earth theory, and then we're...
It's where the reptilians come from.
Yep, there we go.
So the reason I wanted to talk about Manhunt was because...
I just like the way you dropped that, though.
You said how positively David Koresh is shown in the show.
Yes.
And it reminded me of Manhunt's depiction of Theodore. I'm sorry, I lost it.
Did you just laugh at Theodore? No, but... You could call the Unabomber by his name?
It reminded me of Manhunt's... Manhunt's depiction of Theodore Kaczynski.
What's wrong with you,
Rob? I don't know. I'm losing it. Kaczynski.
Are you a reptilian? Yeah, once I...
I'm shedding my skin.
I said Hollow Earth Theory, and also you're...
See, that's still a conspiracy I can, like, get behind. It's still fun.
What's fun about the Earth being hollow?
It's hollow. It can't be hollow. It's
Rob,
flat.
We can't. We'll do it another day. Move on. We'll do it live. Go. You want me to say Theodore Kaczynski for you?
Theodore... Yes, please.
Theodore Kaczynski.
Thank you. And how he is shown to be a very charismatic, a very,
I felt bad well-spoken. For him.
Exactly. I felt bad for him. Like, I left the show. I spent, what is it, 7, 8 episodes?
Six.
Maybe 10?
No, I'm sorry. It is, yeah, it's right around, I think it's 10.
And by the end of the show, I think I side with the Unabomber? Which I'm not sure if that's the point that they were trying to get to.
I'm for them showing the reason that makes somebody, how do I say this? That the spots in life that cause you to possibly become who you are. And I get it. That guy went through a lot. And he did. But a lot of people go through a lot and they don't blow up fucking people all over
the
place.
Right, you don't start sending bombs in the mail to people.
Like, I texted you when I was watching this. I said, the Unabomber might have been right in his manifesto about the way technology is and the way we're becoming slaves to it. Absolutely. But don't send bombs in the mail. He could have reached a lot more people. Like, to be honest with you, if he thinks he hit a home run with his manifesto now, most of our generation who was around during that time could give a fuck about Ted Kaczynski. I feel maybe if he's...
The most important thing about him now is that if you walk in anywhere with sunglasses and a hoodie, people go, the Unabomber.
Yes, that's it. That is it. That is it. He's like a Che Guevara t-shirt. Like, who is that? I know that from somewhere, you know? But that's a cool t-shirt idea.
There's the
Unabomber, Che Guevara, Weeping Jesus. All three, done. So, I watched it, like, I get it with the MK Ultra experiments and stuff like that. Are you okay?
Why is Weeping Jesus on the
I don't know. This 9/11 hologram fucked you up today. Your brain is done.
Dude, I'm shot. My brain fried at work, and I just couldn't even talk about anything else.
You ready for me to really fuck you up here?
Sure.
Che Guevara, Unabomber, Weeping Jesus, all holograms. Reptilian holograms from the Hollow Earth. So, when I started watching... He needs a minute, folks. Alright, so... Well, I'll talk. I'll Mike Frances it while he's crying in the corner. They did make you feel bad from... The actor who plays him, the one from Angels and Da Vinci Code and Beautiful Mind, he's great.
Can we just call him the Vision?
The Vision. Yes, the Vision.
Right, that's fucked up, though. We talked about this, like, 4 days ago. Neither of us still looked him up.
No. I just know him as the albino. That he's possibly a real albino. But he's amazing.
Chaucer in The Knight's Tale.
I also felt bad for him. They did the typical scene, and this is when I knew the wrap-up was coming, because I've seen so many shows and movies. Once he befriended the kid when he was helping him with his math homework, and he asked him to come to his party, and he gave him advice on getting bullied and stuff, I'm like, this is the end of Ted Kaczynski. He's going to miss that party. He's not going to make that party. And then when they drive by and he's in the back seat of the fence car, he's strapped and the kid is just sitting there. He's like, oh, God. Even as he can't even make a friend. Yes.
Like, I felt bad for him when the...
Do you believe he's insane? Because you, on the phone, you were shocked that I said, he's 100% a paranoid schizophrenic. 100%.
What makes you say that?
The fact that he isolated himself in the middle of Lincoln, Montana. The fact that he was he had paranoid delusions that people were...
The FBI arrested him. It's not paranoid if they're coming
for
you.
They were hunting him a long time. But
they were hunting him for 20 years.
Yeah, but...
I'm not saying they weren't hunting him for a reason.
He's mentally ill. So you think he should have just... You think he should have just stood trial as a sane man?
Maybe.
You're fucking insane. Sane men do not write 80-page manifestos and mail bombs around the country. They don't. Is he brilliant, mathematics-wise? Absolutely. He is a brilliant man. I'm not saying he's fucking farting in the bathtub laughing crazy. I'm saying he's fucking... He has his issues from the time he was a kid.
Well, I'm not saying he doesn't have issues. He's bombing people.
Hates women. Like, I can see the way he is. You know, you can... But sometimes the smartest people in the world are the craziest ones. Like, I'm not saying Ted Kaczynski is smart in his method of passing his manifesto. That's the exact thing I'm not saying. I'm saying he's smart when it came to mathematics. The guy was... He almost defended himself. That I'm against. What happened in the movie where in the show where he goes to defend himself and everybody's basically they maneuvered his defense without him. This I am against this.
If you think he's insane, then you're for it. He can't defend himself if you're insane.
But then go through the proper channels of having him proven to be insane. Don't pigeonhole the guy and box him in and set up another defense for like. Don't maneuver the man's defense around him. Let him have some impact in it. If you feel he is insane, then make that a statement and then have him evaluated for 2 months. Put the trial on delay, do the 2-month evaluation, and then have a doctor say, no, he's insane. And then you could say to him when he stands up in court and say, I want to defend myself, no, we have this doctor that says, the judge just threatened him with it and he like cowered into a corner. That's insane. I'm not saying that this wouldn't have concluded in the defense doing it on their own, but give the man that... You know, respect
he's due.
Yeah, no, that's just my thing. I got upset with that. I didn't like the defense saying one thing to him and then doing another. Just be straightforward with the guy. He's not going to blow you up if he, you know what I'm saying? It's not like Ted Kaczynski was the strangler.
He wasn't killing everybody around him.
Yeah. The thing that really got me was I felt bad for Ted I'm calling him Ted. He was sitting there at the defense table, and when they do the thing in court where they bring all the victims in to, like, do their statements.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I felt bad for Ted in that situation. I don't know why. It was all people who have gotten disfigured and burned and...
Right, these people that he's done this horrible thing to.
And when he took his glasses off and rubbed his eyes in the middle of the thing, and I'm like, fuck, I'm sorry, Ted. And I'm like, what the fuck am I apologizing you for, Ted?
I think it's one of those cases of... It was like the casting was
so
good.
It's so good. Other than Sam Worthington.
Like, that guy is so... That guy is so likable and, like, and charismatic. And, like, you just agree with him. And then... So, like, him... Maybe they were just trying to circumvent this Unabomber stereotype of this crazy guy in the woods. And they were trying to be like, well, that's not exactly what it is. That's the story everyone knows. But that's not it. But, like, by the end of the show... I'm with Sam Worthington, where I was like, I don't know if arresting Ted was the right idea.
Wait, no, he's for arresting him.
Well, no, I'm for arresting.
Yes.
I just don't know if he's wrong.
Can we conclude this topic here? You understated something to me. You have your bugaboos, your things that get you going, like 9/11 holograms and Sam Worthington. You said to me, Sam Worthington acted poorly on this show. That was an understatement. He's supposed to be from Philadelphia. Okay.
It's a big point about because it's the words he uses are weird.
What a shit like that. But instead of when he makes the point about that he is from Philadelphia and people say water, it's as water in Philadelphia. He doesn't even say water on the show. That's what pisses me off. He doesn't use the terminology that his character used to make the basis of his case. He just wore a Philadelphia Flyers shirt and was like, we say, when we talk about water, we say water. But he never says water. He never says
it. Right, there should be once an episode, they're like at the dinner or something, and he gets some water.
Yeah. I also got mad, I hated the girl on the show that he screws over, the lesbian FBI agent, who says brah all the time.
Oh, because she's from California, yeah.
Ooh, I could never live in California if that, do they do that? That's a real thing there?
That's the idea, yeah.
No, like, but is that just the show, or have you ever heard anybody say brah?
Yeah, all the time. You don't hear... You've ever heard people go, brah?
No. Come on, I don't like that. That gets me. That's under my skin.
Well, see, like, and that's the thing. Like, bra has come around to now. It's, you'll hear it in a lot of places, but at the time it was still like, it was like hella, where you're only gonna hear that in.
I would have melted like, bombs. I would melt. I
hella bombs.
Hella bombs. Bra. I hated that. I don't like a girl saying it. Maybe a girl saying bra is
really, come on, bra.
Oh God.
You've never heard someone use bra?
No.
Instead of bro?
No. But I don't listen to a lot of people talk. I just wait for my point to talk. So I protect myself from this. Otherwise, I'll end up mailing bombs from the East End. So I'm kidding, ATF. Don't come storm my house and kill my dad.
Oh, it's bombs. The ATF doesn't care.
Oh, that's right. Unless it's made of tobacco. Cartons, you know?
Tobacco bombs. Tobacco.
They light the cigarette. Poof. Sam Worthington is a bad actor. I think he's...
I don't even think he's a bad actor.
He's in the biggest movie ever made, and no one really knows who the fuck he is.
Yeah, no
one. No one knows who he is, but when you see him, you're like, oh, I know who the fuck you are. You know?
Right. I mean, those Clash of the Titans movies are just absolutely forgettable. Avatar is forgettable.
How big was the original Clash of the Titans? It was a big deal movie.
Like the original?
Yeah, those were a big deal. Yeah, those were a big deal for geeks, right?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it growing up.
Yeah. In the 70s?
Well, because there's the whole... it's one of the last movies that had that kind of claymation with real people.
Yep.
Like, the special effects in it are great.
In 1970.
Yeah. I don't even know if they were that good then.
They still beat... Remember, like, I told you, like, I haven't watched Lord of the Rings in maybe 10 years because I watched it religiously when they came out. The early 2000 CGI, when that first came out, I thought that was the... I never realized it. I thought I would go back and watch Lord of the Rings Fellowship and... or... even the Two Towers.
I remember thinking that when the first time I saw the Two Towers, I don't think computer graphics get better than this.
Yes. And I didn't watch it from like 2005 till maybe three, 4 years ago. Then I watched it again. I'm like, ooh, like I see it. Like CGI sucked back then. Like it's so weird how stuff changes and you don't even really notice it.
Yeah, and how quickly it doesn't hold up.
So what's the next phase? 3D on regular I don't get this.
The 3D on regular television has come and gone.
No,
They were really pushing it 3 years ago, and now.
But you think in the next 10, 15 years, it'll be perfected technology, that it'll be something that in a regular home you could...
I don't think anyone's going to put on special glasses to watch TV.
Okay.
And they're, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, I lose the remote every day. Like, glasses? Honey, where the fuck are those glasses?
Yeah, no one cares. It doesn't look that much better.
Yeah.
I don't think it brings anything to the table.
I think I read somewhere where somebody mentioned to me, I'm going to say someone mentioned to me, I just like saying I read somewhere, that your eyes in the theater go back to seeing regular anyway when you have the glasses on anyway.
Yeah, you kind of stop noticing it.
Yeah, but your eyes lose focus for the 3D eventually. So anyone who's paying tickets for that, you notice for maybe the first couple of previews, 5 minutes into the movie, and then you, trust me, you're going, you, yeah. It's right. Not the same.
I've always had the problem of trying to fit the glasses over my real glasses.
I don't have
it. It's a fucking nightmare.
Why don't you just get LASIK surgery, you fucking piece of shit. Stop having, everybody's got to fucking cater to Rob Kosovich's fucking glasses for it, bastard. I don't wear glasses, I've never had braces. It's just, I'm an Adonis of art. Alright.
Adonis of art.
I don't even know if that makes sense. Can I get that on a t-shirt?
Adonis of art? Just a picture of the Unabomber underneath.
It's weeping Jesus on the back. All right, so that was our topic. I recommend Manhunter was much better than Waco.
I didn't love Manhunter.
I didn't say I loved it either.
I'm saying I didn't love it. But I finished it. Yeah. And like, if it's a lot different than I expected it to be when I started it.
Yeah.
Because it kind of covers... Sam Worthington, I don't think, does a particularly good job in it. But he's got a good character.
Yeah.
And, like...
It's the guy who caught the Unabomber. Of course it's a good character.
Right. And there's the whole FBI being fucking...
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Bad at their jobs and...
First of all, this is all hypothetical for anybody listening out there. We love the government and the FBI.
Oh, that's the thing that I'm most mad at Trump about. I'm rooting for the FBI now.
Oh, they got you. You're the puppet. You're the puppet.
Maybe Trump's a false flag to make me get behind the FBI.
That is a fucking flag, my friend.
What if Trump's a hologram?
That would explain a lot. See you later, kiddo.
You can reach out to us on Twitter at 3 with Z, Z-E-E, or email us at 3 with Z, it's the letter 3, with Z at gmail.com. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.